Today's episode of the Daily Brainwave was taped without a script, with a field recorder in a non-studio location. Headphones are recommended for best listening quality.
Hello and welcome to episode 33 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting facts known to mankind. And today we're continuing our on-location coverage from Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio. Finishing up our days here, actually, and we're actually taking a little bit of a break from the roller coasters right now in one of the picnic areas of the park, enjoying kind of a break from it all. But I wanted to spend today's episode talking about really one of the most intense roller coasters here at Cedar Point. It's called Top Thrill Dragster. As I said yesterday, Top Thrill Dragster is one of two roller coasters of its type. They're called Stratacoasters. There's only two in the whole world, so this really is a one-of-a-kind experience. Now, what's so special about this roller coaster? Well, I'll tell you, the big two things about this roller coaster is that it gets a maximum height, the very top, of 420 feet high, and it goes up the hill at 120 miles an hour. That in itself really puts this ride in a class of its own. Now, how the ride essentially works is you're sitting in this car, it seemed like a drag racer. You slowly roll forward out of the station, and you sit at the launch area for a couple seconds, and then stoplight turns green, and you are launched up this hill. You go from, you go from 0 to 120 miles an hour in 3.8 seconds. You really don't know how fast 120 miles an hour is until you've ridden this roller coaster. The track is about half a mile long, and the whole thing takes 17 seconds. So imagine that. You go half a mile in 17 seconds. That just blows my mind how fast this thing goes. Now, it's launched using a hydraulic launcher system. It uses basically compressed gas to power some motors that in turn turn a really, really big wheel that pulls the car along on the track and gives it the launch that it needs to go that 120 miles an hour. So actually incredibly smooth. You'd think that accelerating that fast would be jolting, and it is, but overall it's a smooth experience. Now, when we were riding this today, it's a kind of a cloudy day here in Sandusky, so when we got to the top of the hill, we could not see the ground, and we were kind of just hoping that we would come down the other side. I'm sorry, I know today sounds kind of like one big advertisement for Cedar Point, but that's just because this ride is so cool. And really quickly, before I finish up, I wanted to highlight another ride here at Cedar Point. It's called Maverick, and this is their newest ride. Episodes ago, I was waiting in line for the ride when I was recording the episode. It's one of the newest rides here at Cedar Point. I mentioned it a couple episodes ago. What's neat about this coaster is it's got the 95-degree angle drop, and what's, I think, especially cool about this is it doesn't use your traditional lift-hill chain. There's no chain at all. What it is a series of electromagnetically powered induction motors. They're called linear induction motors that basically push you up the hill, kind of the same way Top Thrill Dragster pulls you straight forward. These motors push you up the hill at a pretty high speed, so there's actually no chain, and you're going into this roller coaster already at your top speed of about 70 miles an hour. That's another really good roller coaster. We all really enjoyed it. So anyway, thank you for joining me for episode 33 of the Daily Brainwave. I hope you've been enjoying this coverage from Cedar Point, although we're starting to wrap it up. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for our final episode of Roller Coaster Week, and we talk all about, well, it's not really a roller coaster at all, but one of my personal favorite amusement park rides, the Motion Simulator.